This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Before we kick off our next segment, I do want to acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the traditional territory of many nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, and the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples, and is now home to many diverse First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. Today for AMI at the Movies, we are going to discuss a new documentary film about the life of pro skater and residential school survivor Joe Buffalo. Some of the content we are about to discuss can be triggering to some audience members. We have a trailer clip here of Joe Buffalo narrating alongside footage of him skateboarding and imagery of buffaloes in a field and an empty school. Let's have a look.
For me, skateboarding was definitely like a savior, given the circumstances of me growing up. I'm from Muscogee, Alberta, Samson Cree Nation. I was raised traditionally, like through ceremony and speaking my language. But when I was 11 years old, I was taken off reserve and forced into residential school. It was a bad place to be, man. It definitely me up. As soon as I was of age, I pulled myself out of there. And that's when things started happening.
Our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely, is here to discuss this documentary. And Michael joins us from Kingston, Ontario. Hey, good morning, Michael.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to mention that today I'm speaking from a position of outside about Indigenous issues.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, this short documentary has been screening in festivals throughout 2021. But what is Joe Buffalo about?
So as you may know, Joe Buffalo is a professional skateboarder as well as a role model now, but that wasn't always the case. This documentary will take us through Joe's experience of residential school and how he has coped with the trauma afterwards, as well as his journey to healing and leadership. Joe is from Alberta, from the Samson Cree Nation, as well as the two other people that we talked about from New Mexico, Tantu Cardinal and Nathan Arkand. They're also from Alberta, so that's a bit of a fun fact. But in Joe's story, he has overcome a lot of obstacles to get to where he is today, and that I think is basically the premise of the documentary, to show that one can still overcome anything that has been thrown at him.
Let's talk more about Joe Buffalo and his ancestor. Who was Chief Poundmaker?
Well, as Joe Buffalo tells us in the documentary, his ancestor was known as being a harbinger of peace. And he compares his ancestor to Mahatma Gandhi in terms of the non-violent attitudes that the chief brought to the conflicts that he was involved in Canada's history. And it's interesting to know that in 2019, Justin Trudeau basically indicated that in his sentences that the chief had were won and he was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Michael, let's pull a quotation from the film, and I'm going to read it verbatim here, so bear with me. It's a little bit of a longer one. I was taken off reserve and forced into residential school. They were schools set up by the government and run by the church to destroy my people, kill the Indian, and save the child. My dad got it pretty bad, like he was sexually molested. But my grandmother went, my mom went, and all my sisters and brothers went. I had no idea what took place at these institutions. I was not able to communicate with my parents. I got to see them like once or twice a year. There were 250 kids in a room with bunk beds, so you could hear kids crying. You could hear a lot of things at night. Michael, what stands out to you about that quote?
I think two things stand out about that quote. First of all, it is extremely personal. I can see that he's using the I first person, and so there's no reason to argue with his lived experience. And secondly, that last line just sends me shudders, because you know, you can hear children crying, and you can hear a lot of other things going on. So I don't know what those other things are, but they're probably pretty bad, especially since he didn't mention that his father was sexually abused. And it's just horrible, the tour that has taken on entire families, not knowing what your ancestors have gone through because they can't talk about it, and then you yourself being forced to go through what they had done, but not having any supportive family to rely upon.
The filmmaker's land acknowledgement recognizes 11 traditional territories. What makes the land acknowledgement stand out compared to other films that you've seen?
Just the fact that there is one. Just the fact that there is a land acknowledgement. I don't think there's been a land acknowledgement for many other films that I've seen, except those that take place in New Zealand, where they're very, they seem to be very conscious about the fact that there may be dead people or deceased people that are being represented on screen, which is an interesting cultural value. But here in Canada, I don't think we do enough to show what kinds of territories we're filming on.
In the case of Joe Buffalo, skateboarding is a fundamental part of telling the story. What are some other films that show skateboarding as a means of escaping or confronting trauma?
Well, I'll start by mentioning Jonah Hill's film called Mid-90s, which I think was on Netflix at least quite recently. Hopefully it's still on Netflix now. And when I was watching that film, my intervener taught me that skateboarding was outlawed and basically criminalized for a lot of the recent past. And it was only maybe up to 10, 20 years ago that people started having skateboard parks, because skateboarding was always considered part of the counterculture or just not very good in the eyes of society. Mm-hmm. And then the second film that I really need to mention is Mind the Gap, which is the story, and it's a documentary about three young men who are growing up in an impoverished area and how each of them has used skateboarding to overcome their troubled lives. And it's really well done. And I think the cinematography in both Joe Buffalo and in Mind in the Gap is amazing, because the camera follows the skateboarder. And so you really feel like you're skateboarding as well.
As we continue to reflect and confront our own actions when it comes to systemic racism towards Indigenous people, it's important to learn more about the Indigenous experience. What are some other films that relate to the Indigenous experience would you recommend?
So I would begin by recommending the film We Are Children, because I think that shows a lot of what actually happened in the residential schools. Unfortunately, there's a lot that we don't know, and there's a lot that we will never know, because what happens behind closed doors is often left to be behind closed doors. And so it's important that we need to find ways to address this trauma and to talk head on about some of the issues that we've been facing as a country. I would also recommend the film Black Rope, which is really about how the priests came to Canada and tried to indoctrinate others to their way of living. I would also recommend the film Monkey Beach, and it's based on a novel by Eden Robinson. And I like the novel better, but I do think that Monkey Beach is the kind of direction that Indigenous cinema can go on or can go in, because it does reflect a bit of residential schools, but it also shows the present and the importance of finding a path forward.
Michael, something that I've been saying for the last couple of weeks is that there is no reconciliation without understanding the truth. And the film does recommend for viewers to visit the website, trc.ca. So, Michael, what can be found at trc.ca?
Well, Dave, what's happened is that the TRC is completed. So the TRC stood for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. and it was created as a result of the agreement between indigenous survivors of residential schools, the government, and the church of those residential schools. And ultimately what happened was the TRC was intended to raise awareness about indigenous people and residential schools. And it hasn't necessarily finished its purpose, but the time was done for it to be transferred over to the National Residential School Crisis Line. And what I would say is, I'm just looking at the website here, the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, which stands for NCTR for short. And as it says on the website, it's a place for learning and data collection, as well as dialogue, where the truths of residential school survivors, families, and communities are honored and kept safe for future generations. So I think the commission was just a temporary data collection tool, and now we have a home. We kind of have a home online as well as in person in Alberta. So people can visit those websites and they can check out and learn more information.
Michael, thank you for taking the time to talk about this short documentary film today. We appreciate it.
And I think it's a tough topic, but it's an important one because we all need to be aware and we all need to be accountable so that we can have a better future going forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no turning our eyes or turning our heads away from this and from this history, and we need to acknowledge it. That was our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely, highlighting the short documentary film Joe Buffalo, which is currently on the film festival circuit. As a reminder, the Indian Residential School Crisis Line is available 24 hours a day for anyone experiencing pain or distress as a result of their residential school experience. That number is 1-866-925-4419. That's 1-866-925-4419. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI. We'll be back after a short break. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.